Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Back here on Rutherford Issues, and we're going to talk about the Blackman Barbecue today. Tammy Sandlin is here and John L. Beatty, both in the studio, to talk with us about the Blackman Barbecue.
And good morning.
Good morning to both of you. We're getting close to that 70-year mark, aren't we?
We are. We're at our 68th.
Wow. 68 years. How many of those have you been around for this?
I've been to all of them.
Every one of them?
Been to every one of them.
He's bragging. I've only had 22 years.
Let's see. The Blackman Barbecue, I guess, John, started out at the community center for many,
started
many years.
At the community center up until about 2000 when they widened Manson Pike, made it a three-lane, raised the road up, took part of our parking and yard facilities. And the next year we moved over to the Blackman
Middle school.
I think one of the biggest ones we had was the 50th anniversary there. I was actually pregnant with my 17-year-old daughter.
Really?
I was the first president for a first female president for the Blackman Community Club, and that was the biggest shindig I can remember ever.
And that one
there.
Was at the middle school?
No, it was one of the last ones we'd ever had at the community center, I think.
Gotcha.
Maybe
yes, it was still at the community center, and mentioning that's when Freddie Goodman brought out Roy Rogers,
the sisters
daughters.
Oh, okay.
And
so they had a big time.
We had a big time. Yes. Yeah.
How many folks usually attend this event?
Well, it used to got where it was more than what we could handle, 1,300, but now we're back down to about 500.
Yeah, I think last year we pushed over 1,500 because of it being election year.
Yeah, of course. Those are big
election years.
Always
up and down, and it's always been since it started the fourth Friday in June, and that got us ahead of the other 4th of July picnics and all that were going on. We were the fourth Fridays, and most politicians were coming out by then.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you may have some of those who are running for governor this year that have announced. You never know. They're always out to try to shake hands and kiss babies and eat barbecue. So,
and you meet a lot, and you didn't even know they were running.
Yeah, that's true. Tammy, you've worked with this for many, many years. You said 22? You've been
22 years, yep. My kids have been raised there. It's a great family event. We have... You know, we have traditions. We always bring the wagons out where kids can ride. And we used to always do homemade ice cream, but we kind of had to get out of that. But
that was a lot of homemade ice cream, wasn't it?
That was. But everybody came for the homemade ice cream. You know, it was a tradition for their family to sit on the grounds of the Blackman Community Club and eat ice cream. And now it's the homemade desserts, I think, and the smoked barbecue from the catering company that we use.
And who does that for you? Is that B&T's?
It is B&T Country Cajun Catering. They're known for their smoked pork, and they smoke it on side. And then they're also their famous slaw that's very mysterious. Everybody asks for the recipe, but we can't give it out.
Well, it's Robert McConnell.
That's right, Robert McConnell.
he just won't come off of that secret recipe, and everybody tries to mimic it and can't figure it out. Tammy, you have been president on and off, I guess, for many years, and here you are again, right?
I am. I actually was president last year, and so they kind of, I guess because I'm not working anymore and just sitting at home being a stay-at-home mom, they feel I have the time to put into it.
That's a bigger job than what we have in it, John L.
Yes, and then she's got good backup.
Yeah, good backup.
Well, we need the front person, though.
That's right.
Okay, so when is it this year?
Friday, June 23rd. It will start at 5 o'clock and go till 8. Tickets are sold at the gate. They're $12 and $6. And this year's music's going to be, again, the Uptown Country. And then we have some special guests coming. We're going to have a clogging group from one of the dance studios, Sozo's Dance Studio. They're right beside the old Kmart.
Oh, okay.
They're going to bring the kids out to do some square dancing.
Well, that'll be neat.
And clogging.
So that's on Friday the 23rd. Now, here's the big change, because you sent out this big tease and said, here's the story, whoever wants it. We've got big changes coming up.
That's right.
So,
big changes.
What are those big changes?
We are moving to the Grove, the Williams farm across from the Avenues.
Did you have anything to do with that?
Well, we tried last year, but I think it was a wedding already pre-booked and something. But, yeah, since we got it, the Williamson family, Tony and Mark, they've been wanting it there, too.
Yeah.
So we got it scheduled in and looking forward to it.
And I'm sure maybe this could become one of the permanent homes, hopefully.
It could. It's taking it back to the rural roots,
mm-hmm.
Where it started from. The Williamsons were awfully involved, Mr. Williamson, Ms. Williamson, in the club ever since they moved in back in the early 50s. They'd been president and on the, it's FEC groups now, and used to be the home demonstration group.
Oh, yeah, the Family and Consumer Education,
yeah.
FCE, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
And speaking of that, the Lane Agri-Park was a great place to have it. I mean, they always did a pretty good job,
yes.
And plenty of parking,
yes.
And stuff over there, but this just kind of brings it home to a rural look right in the middle of the city, which is unique.
Right. It's and they work so hard on keeping it place up and building it, and then worked with the community club. The sign used to be Welcome to Blackman, set right there in their front yard there.
Yeah, and so it is.
So it's in Blackman, but
you consider that the Blackman area?
Yes. See, they cut the interstate when they put 24 through. They'd cut this side of Blackman off from us.
Well, I mean, it just seems like Blackman keeps adding acreage or something. I don't know. Blackman keeps growing out there, huh?
but
that was part of the original area.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's hard to think that used to be Manson Pike that goes through that farm.
I know.
Yeah, that you get over on the road they call Wilkerson Pike now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old Manson Pike, and
well, if
you couldn't hold the traffic now.
If you were headed toward, and this was before Thompson Lane was open, because I remember when I was a kid, we used to go to Triune a lot. We used to show horses, and we would cut through the battlefield and get onto Manson Pike and head that way to head toward Franklin. And it was all
right.
Back roads. There was no Medical Center Parkway. Wilkinson Pike was Manson, and Thompson Lane's four lane was not through there. It actually stopped and then picked up again.
Correct.
So right around Old Fort Parkway. So there's been a lot of growth in that neck of the woods. So the Blackman Barbecue is Friday, June 23rd at the Grove at Williamson Place, just right across from the Avenue. What time did you say again?
5 o'clock.
5 p.m. All right. So what about those folks who've never been?
Well, if you've never been, I think that it should be a family tradition as you start this year. You'll come and have some good eats, good fellowship, listen to some great music, see some cloggers. The cloggers will actually perform at 6 o'clock. But if you want to bring your chairs, because, you know, the land there has the inside barn that's air-conditioned, the outside barn, so music will be throughout the barns. And we're going to have some old-timey cars. We've connected with the club, local club, and they're going to bring some antique cars out there. So we'll have some face painting, cornhole, things like that, too. And so all they need is to purchase a ticket at the gate.
Yeah, and your chairs are important because we don't have enough chairs for everybody to sit in, but everybody's used to these bringing chairs and they go to the soccer field or the
yeah.
baseball field.
Probably got them in the car.
Yeah.
Probably got them in the back of the car, yes, like I was.
You know, it's worth even coming out to see an air-conditioned barn because that's something that you don't see often.
Something you don't see. WGNS, so when we did it at the community center, used to come out every 2 or 3 years, have live broadcast when you had the truck.
I remember
you
that.
Know,
oh, yeah?
Painted up and did pull people in.
Mm. That was the old yellow van, I bet.
Yes, right? The old yellow van with the rip right now.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to drive that rattle trap every now and then. it's still around in Murfreesboro somewhere in the back of somebody's yard, I think. So, but who knows? But the Blackman Barbecue is such a tradition. And, you know, there's so many new people that are here, though, Tammy. I think that's kind of why I ask, if you've never been, why should you come? And it's a community event. And for all of these new folks that are here, it is a cool tradition to make.
Yeah, I think with as busy as our families are getting, and with our kids doing sports and families having dual people working in the community, they just, you know, we get lost with having traditions that our family do all the time. You know, like we go to somewhere for 4th of July, you know, and see fireworks somewhere else. For many years, when our kids were small, we watched the ones at MTSU. So, and my kids, you know, 17 and 14, have been raised coming to the Blackman Barbecue. And I just think it's something to pass on down to your kids, to say that you can still be, even though you live in this big city, and what are we now? Number one in the state of Tennessee?
Well, one of the fastest growing in the country. You know.
That you're still part of traditions in our community.
But 3250 Wilkerson Pike, for newcomers, they can put that for location, and they'll be able to get there.
Well, those newcomers probably know where the avenue is and just look across the road.
That's right. Turn on Grissom Park there between McDonald's and Thornton's, and you pick up Wilkerson Pike if you don't get it off of Thompson Lane, like you were talking about.
And so what is the best way to get – is that the only way to get back in there is from Wilkinson
yes.
Pike?
Yeah. Yes, it's the only way. And if they're coming from town, the best way would almost be to get Thompson Lane, Wilkerson Pike right there. But if not, come other side of rooms to go, McDonald's, and turn on Grissom Park, turn right, and then put you back over to Wilkerson Pike there.
Gotcha. And because that, I guess, used to dead end. Is it still dead end or right at the...
It deads end.
There at the Grove.
The driveway deads end.
Yeah. So, because I know some people will drive by and they'll see it from Medical Center Parkway and you can't get in there.
Correct.
You can park probably, too, at the Chamber of Commerce. We'll also have a live auction, too, which also helps to sponsor the scholarships that we give away to our high schoolers and to upkeep the building and the maintenance of the grounds there at the Blackman Community Center. This past year, we were actually fortunate to raise a good chunk of money, and we expanded our playground to some professional equipment. And it seems like it's always got kids
on it.
It's been a huge blessing.
Two or three cars out there anytime you go by. A lot of them sitting on the picnic table eating while the kids are playing or sliding or swinging.
That's what it's all about. That's why it's there.
That's right. Yep. That's why it's there.
And those scholarships are important, and those go out to some very deserving young people. And so that's the money that's raised from the Blackman Barbecue stay with the Blackman Community Center.
That's true.
Right.
So if you're a senior and you just graduated and you still need some money to go to college, you can go to the Blackman Club, BlackmanCommunityClub.com website, and click the link for scholarship. And I think the deadlines for those scholarships to be in are the end of July.
Wow, so it's coming up.
Yeah, and we'll give away two scholarships to two seniors, one from Stewart's Creek and one from the Blackman High School.
We've got less than a minute here, so I want to make sure that we remind folks the Blackman Barbecue, Friday, June 23rd, starts at 5 o'clock, and it's at the Grove at Williamson Place, just right across from the avenue off of Wilkinson Pike and I-24 in that area. You'll be able to find it and stop on in and enjoy. It's kind of like going to church and having dinner on the grounds, isn't it?
That's right.
Perfect.
good barbecue and some great homemade desserts to go with it.
That's right.
Sounds good.
Appreciate you letting us come in today.
Absolutely. Glad to have you both, Tammy Sandlin and John L. Beatty, joining us here on this edition of Rutherford Issues. Hope you have a great day.